Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's talk about our Bravos. Back at it tonight against the Giants. Game three of this four-game set. Tomorrow they'll finish with a business person special. Grant McCauley, our Braves reporter, here to talk with us about what happened last night and to look ahead. And Grant, last night, Strider, let's start there because I liked everything I heard from Spencer Strider, even though he struggled. 3 2/3, he gave up a bunch of runs. He did not look like the Strider we had seen in his previous starts. But he talked about the fact that he said he didn't feel like he was going to be great before the game. I thought that was interesting. He said he just didn't kind of feel right that he had his best stuff last night.
Yeah, and I think that was pretty apparent when he came out in the first inning. And, yeah, he was still hitting 98, but we didn't see that 99, 100, or 101-mile-an-hour fastball. I don't feel like his secondary stuff was as crisp as he would have liked so that he could compensate for that. And it probably didn't help that the strike zone seemed to be a little bit narrow for him in those first couple of innings as well. So you add all that stuff up, you know, and when you go out there, when you go into anything in life and you just don't feel like you're at the peak optimum level. I mean, I've done some reports like this where I feel sometimes that way, but when you go out there and you got to compete with other athletes, I mean, it's going to be difficult when you don't feel like you have that mental edge that comes with knowing you feel your absolute best. So that's part for a young pitcher and somebody who's finding his way and establishing himself as a big league starter. You're going to have these games. And I think that if you look at another guy in rotation who's done a really good job of dealing with not having a pitch or two pitches that's working or not having the command or what he needs, and that's Kyle Wright. And it took some lumps for Kyle Wright to get to the point where he is now. And I'm not saying it'll take Spencer Strider 4 years to figure it out, but I am saying that this is part of the learning process. And the fact that he's aware of that, cognizant of what he can take from it and ready to move it forward in the next start, that has me encouraged that he's continuing to be on the right track, even if the results are not always there every fifth day.
I really like what I heard. I'm with you. I think he's got I call it swagger, but it's, as I think Dansby said a few weeks ago, it's a mature type of swagger, and he's very analytical. Yeah. He's a sharp guy. All right, so once he got knocked out of the box, and the Braves obviously came rallying back, we'll talk about the home runs in a second. Boy, was that the B team of middle relief? Because McHugh is certainly better out in Colorado.
No, and that's the thing I think that you end up with in games where you can't get your starter at least through five is you do have to kind of patchwork it in the middle. And, you know, Dylan Lee has shown me a ton this year. And I know that we're talking about your sixth, seventh reliever at this point, or maybe even your eighth reliever in some cases, because he just hasn't been able to prove it yet. But I've loved every opportunity he's gotten to go out there and put up zeros for the Braves, and he's done a really nice job at that. And in fact, I was a little surprised he got pulled out of the game there in the sixth inning, and then Darren O'Day came in. He got beat a couple of times by the shift. And then, as you mentioned, Colin McHugh, it's just been a couple of rough ones since he came off the COVID IL, and he was very good in Tampa Bay, and he's a guy that it's not stuff for him. It's location, and it's just having the arsenal that keeps hitters perpetually off balance. But he just hasn't been one step ahead this year. It seems like the hitters might have an extra step on him quite a few times this year. And, you know, we'll see if he's able to work it out, because that was an important piece the Braves added to their bullpen so that they'd have that pad in the middle of that game so that you're not thinking about, okay, it's the seventh inning, we got to get AJ Minter up now and that kind of thing. And Tyler Matzek, you know, that's another guy that, you know, he's not available right now. They hope to have him back soon. He's eyeing a rehab assignment very soon, but you're having to mix and match and change things in a way that, you know, it's sometimes, some nights, it's going to be your day, and others, it's just not going to go according to plan.
All these home runs, Grant. I mean, Riley's got 18, Ozuna 13, Darno has 10. We got four last night and we lose, but the good news is we're hitting a lot of home runs right now. We're, what, second in the league? We lead the NL in home runs?
Yeah, I mean, this is a club that has been slugging all year long, and if you've been looking for something to get maybe a little bit more excited about from the home run department, Matt Olson, multi-homer game last night, his first one with the Braves, six runs knocked in. He had that three-double game up in Chicago. The extra base hits have been there for him. Just the majority of them have been the two-baggers. But now I think that as he's made adjustments with his swing and getting his launch angle in a little bit more of an optimum position, we're going to see Matt Olson start to have some games like this. And I've talked to a couple of people from, you know, his time out in Oakland that said, hey, don't let Matt Olson get hot, because if you do, he could carry this club for a month or two I don't think that anybody minds that if you're talking about the Braves side of things. But for opposing pitchers, when Matt Olson gets going, he's a force to be reckoned with. We got a little sneak peek of that at the start of the year, but I think we're all excited to get a sneak peek of that, plus the premium power that he brings. And I think that that is something that's coming along here as the weather heats up.
It is Grant McCauley, guys, our baseball expert. Get ready for the Giants, game three of this four-game series, and then tomorrow will be a businessman special. Charlie Morton, hopefully we'll get good Charlie tonight. He looked great in Chicago last outing. Mets, by the way, lose last night, and they lose today. So that was good. They got smoked by the Astros. They lost 5-3, so a chance to pick up a full game today if we can get it done, if Charlie can do it.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the opportunity you want, because the Mets are going to have to face some of these clubs as well. The Houston Astros are clearly a team that eyes the postseason every year. They're leading the American League West, and they handle their business against the New York Mets. And the Braves right now have to match up with a tough club from the National League West and the San Francisco Giants, and secure no worse than a series split with a win today. And hopefully Charlie's up to the task and just building off of really the last couple of starts for him. There's been way more good than bad. After he gave up a couple of home runs against Pittsburgh, he settled in. He struck out 12 batters. Then he followed it up with a really sparkling outing against the Cubs, his best one all season. This is going to be a little bit different lineup. We saw what they can do last night, and it's not always the bigger names. It's not always going to be the Brandon Belts or Brandon Crawfords or Evan Longorias that you know are, you know, really experienced big league players. It was a ninth place hitter in Austin Wins last night that really hurt the Braves with that three-run homer off Strider in a four RBI game. So you're just going to have to approach them as a dangerous lineup, 1-9, and I think that Charlie Morton, you know, dealing the way he has the last couple of starts, is in a good place to continue that, and the Braves very much need that because they want to make sure that they no worse than split this four-game set with a tough team like the Giants.
Grant McCauley, our Braves reporter, joining us here on Dukes and Bell, getting ready for another matchup tonight. Grant, the Braves are 0-26, trailing after seven innings, and Mike and I were looking at this. I think that number jumped out at us, and we were both surprised. Is it accurate? Mm-hmm. And more importantly, what is the deal there? Because I would have never thought that we're 0-26 trailing after seven innings.
Well, I guess when you look at it, obviously, the stat baked in right there is if you're trailing. The Braves have been, I think, tied in some games and been able to take the lead, and they have some walk-off wins and some extra innings victories as well. So it might be a little bit deceiving, but yeah, that doesn't sound like the club that we've seen the last 4 years that leads the National League, if not all of baseball, in comeback victories and seems to be comfortable. Now, you don't want to be trailing the seventh inning or later, but they seem to be comfortable. If they're within striking distance, if they can continue to grind away, put up those good at-bats, run into a home run or two, and find a way to win a baseball game. So that's, I think, a stat that's much more indicative of the way the club has played, or the way the club played over the first couple of months. Because as we turn the calendar to the month of June, quite honestly, the Braves are not trailing very often after seven innings, so they haven't had to worry about that too much. So there's a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B in that one, but I would expect that that trend, Carl, will begin to change as this Braves club that feels much different than it did this time 3 weeks ago continues to work its way through the month of June and through the summer and hopefully continue the climb in the National League East standings.
It is Grant McCauley, guys, breaking down the Braves, taking out the Giants. As we said, the Mets did lose today, so that's great news. This team, aside from that stat, which was mind-blowing, they hadn't lost a game where they scored double digits since 2018, so that's certainly something. I just thought it was kind of it was entertaining as heck. Ultimately, it was frustrating, but you mentioned, you know, Olson, Acuna with that bomb, by the way. That thing was, talk about a shot. So we've got the power numbers. Everything seems like it's on track and coming together. So, all the doom and gloom, which we wrote, was just, 4 weeks ago, right? You believe we're out of the woods and now this team is on track.
I think this club is playing much more up to its capabilities. And yeah, I understand what part of the schedule they were in where they were playing a bunch of clubs that don't have winning records. But if you're a good club, you beat those teams and you beat them soundly and you beat them often. And the Braves did all of those things. So I think this feels a lot more like a club that can build a lot of confidence and really start to come together and be a much more cohesive group. And oh, by the way, when they do start to get some of these guys back that they've been missing, whether it's Eddie Rosario, who's, you know, close to a rehab assignment, is going to be reevaluated and get his vision checked tomorrow. And if everything's good to go, you could have Eddie back soon. You could have Tyler Matzik back soon. And Mike Soroka's out there. And then we haven't even seen Kirby Yates, who's a former all-star closer with the Padres, who the Braves signed in the offseason, who's waiting in the second half as well. So you get this current group rolling, and then you start to supplement with guys who could come back in and make a difference. We haven't even talked about the trade deadline and the moves that we know Alex Anthopoulos could make. this is a club that is in the right place and going the right direction, I think, at the right time, much earlier than they were a year ago. So if you take heart of anything, you know, just notice the Braves seem to be trending in the right direction and some things are starting to click many, many, many more nights than not.
Grant, great job as always. We'll be watching tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow about where this thing is. Hopefully we're talking about winning a series tomorrow in a business person special over at Truist Park. Thanks so much.
Yeah, look forward to it as always. Thanks, guys.
Cool beans. Yeah, I mean, you know, we were singing Snickers praises. I think this is the first time this year, Carl, we can sing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.